A deadly fungus that causes white nose syndrome in bats has been detected in two Arkansas cave systems. Traces of white nose syndrome have been discovered on bats dwelling in a cave at Devil's Den Park in southwestern Washington County, as well as a private cave in southern Baxter County. First documented in New York State in 2006, white nose syndrome is indicated by white spores that grow on muzzles and wings of cave-dwelling bats. The irritating fungus rouses them from winter hibernation, causing them to fly out of caves where they starve or freeze to death. Ann Froschauer, spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service based in Arlington, Virginia, says it's a sign the disease continues to spread.
Well, as of the 2012-2013 hibernation season, the disease itself has been found in 22 states and 5 Canadian provinces. And in addition to that, we've detected the fungus in 3 additional states. So the announcement today of the fungus being found in Arkansas is the 3rd state that we have detected the fungus in, but we have not yet seen the disease develop in the bat population.
The fungus, identified as Geomyces destructens, was found in swab samples taken from hibernating bats over the past 2 winters. No deaths from the disease have been documented in Arkansas, home to a number of federally endangered bat species. Scientists say it's likely spread bat to bat. The fungus testing is part of a national study funded by the National Science Foundation involving university researchers to track the spread of the disease.
So the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service leads a national effort, and actually now international. We're coordinating very closely with Canada and Mexico and have a lot of collaborators in Europe as well in addressing this disease. And in 2011, we published a national plan that serves as a guide, a framework for this coordination of this response effort. So that includes everything from research to surveillance and monitoring to communication about the disease. So we work very closely with our agency counterparts, state, federal, and tribal agencies, non-governmental organizations, research institutions, and universities in looking for ways that we may be able to interrupt this disease cycle and work towards conservation of North American bat species.
Public caves were closed off several years ago in Arkansas to block the spread of white nose syndrome on national forests, state parks, and Buffalo National River grounds, one of the most cave-rich units of the national park system, with more than 360 caves. State wildlife agents are now encouraging private landowners to close their caves to public access to help protect the bats.